Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio.
Hello.
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 This is episode 10. Episode 10.
Double Internet. Digits here.
Shit.
Double digits.
Internet radio show for bossbarrel.com.
Do you know how many things I have to adjust for two digits?
What?
Do you know how many things I have to adjust on the website for two digits?
I don't know how many.
It's not that many, actually.
Okay.
One thing.
I wanted it to seem like there was a lot that I had to do for that.
Can't imagine there would be a lot of stuff to adjust for two digits.
No.
Do you have to
I have to hit one more button on my keyboard, actually.
So, yeah.
That's what it means.
Whoa. Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry about that extra button.
It takes an extra millisecond out of my life.
Should we restart? Should we go back to zero?
Yeah, do we want to just turn it around?
Yeah. Like, this is just be
blank. Hey, I have an idea. Well, how about let's just change the website name and redo everything again.
Yep. For every ten episodes.
Yeah.
That would be much less work than that button pressing.
Exactly.
Yep. Because then I can feel like my life has purpose.
Yes. Hey, John.
Hey, Griff.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Griff.
Hey, it's Griff.
Hey.
Hey, Griff.
Hi.
Hi.
So we got a podcast here.
This is.
Thanks. Hey, so something that I thought to do but didn't think to do last time. Just going to make this announcement right now. In case you don't make it through the rest of the episode.
Oh.
You should send us an email at bbr@bossbarrelradio.com because we would really appreciate your feedback and questions for us to discuss in the later half of this episode.
Yeah.
Or future episodes for that matter, I guess.
Send us anything.
Emails.
No, anything. No, don't send us anything. We don't want anything.
No feces. No feces.
How do I word that better? Like, just...
No question is a bad question.
Yeah, questions.
Just please send us something.
Just give us something to talk about. Anything you want to hear us talk about that is... Video game
doesn't have to be video game. Really.
Oh, okay,
you're like, what are your feelings
something
on
relevant? Maybe?
Which is better, bacon or?
Okay, I'm fine with
or
those two.
Sausage.
That's just something for us to talk
sausage
about.
Or bacon.
I'm a sausage guy.
Yeah,
you're a fool. You're a
see
damn
how we
fool.
Can go on
damn.
Like this.
Wait. What was your statement just now?
I'm a sausage guy.
That's crazy talk.
Links, not patties.
Oh yeah, patties are disgusting, dude.
Okay, if I'm hankering for some sausage. Patty or Link, either way, doesn't matter.
Sausage patties are like the McRib of the breakfast.
The bologna of hot dogs?
Yeah, it's the fake.
That's the same thing.
Fake, double fake food.
Have you ever tried to fry
you know
bologna?
What?
It's
forget
hot dogs.
You listeners. We don't need your questions. I'm
we'll
going to just come up with stuff.
We'll just make up our own crazy things
next
to talk
week,
about.
Who knows what we're going to talk about. Not dude. You, because I'm not going to read it.
JK. He'll read it.
Please. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll read it. What we may not talk about it, though.
Hey, no feces.
No feces? Mm. Okay.
Sick of getting that in my mailbox.
Should really empty that mailbox out.
Should probably just get rid of your mailbox at that point.
Just put a screen on it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, we got some games to talk about.
Sort of, yeah.
Video games.
VG games.
What do you got, John?
Okay, cool. I like how we always start with me.
If you want,
no,
I will
I'm
happily
fine.
Go first.
I am fine.
I have a lot to talk
you
about.
You do have a lot to talk about.
Griff,
let's keep you on the back end. No, I'm doing this.
All right.
Because mine's...
I'm going to complain every time, and now I don't want
to
do it.
I like to bitch about things. Just let me have it. I just played some
I
demo.
I have to type one extra numeral.
I just played some demos, so it'll be pretty quick. I played the demo for Blade Kitten.
Yes.
Don't buy it. And, like... They're
say,
cut.
Did you say Blade Kitten?
Blade Kitten.
Blade Kitten.
Blade. Not Bladed Kitten. That's a completely different thing.
Like Blade as in
like
sword?
Blade as in like sword.
Like and Blade the Vampire
as in
Hunter.
Small cat.
And kitten, yeah, as like
baby
small
cat.
Cat. Or cat lady.
Child cat.
Cat lady.
Intriguing.
Yeah. Not as much as you would hope. The
cutscenes. What, John? Can you go through your thought process of why this was gonna be a good game in the first place?
Hey, I don't know. It just looked like I haven't played a platformer
right,
in a while.
It was a demo.
I haven't played a platformer in a while. Like it looked very Earthworm Jim, kind of ridiculous. Not that kind of ridiculous, but just like in the gameplay aspects of it. It's got some puzzle solving. It's got some platforming. The combat is really kind of laggy in the hacking and the slashing and throwing your sword at people. The cutscenes are mildly amusing and interesting, but it's definitely not worth the money they want you to spend for it.
Is it 15 bucks, right?
10 or 15 bucks. I would pay...
Nothing.
$4 or $5 at the most for that.
You would still pay money for that game to play it? I mean, you want to play it. I mean, that's what you're saying, is you would want to play it.
You can pretty much play it for free on the demo,
I don't
right?
know how much... Yeah, exactly. You can play enough of that game on the demo. And so, you'd probably be good.
You want to play more of it?
Not really, because there are better things to utilize my time with. So, I don't... after that, I played Enslaved Odyssey to the West.
Yeah.
Which, do you want...
I played that, too.
You want to talk about this
now? I
want to
throw it down, man.
Because from what I understand, you and I have varied opinions on this.
I think so.
Okay. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad either.
I
wow, that's varied.
I know, right?
I don't know. It just seemed to me like I got the impression that you didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it.
Okay. I think it's good. I think the character of Monkey seems, despite the fact that I don't really like his name, I think his character seems pretty...
You played the demo, right?
Yeah.
So his character...
Well, okay, I just...
his character model.
Right, his
character... Because this is what I have to say about
his character.
Monkey, Chick, they look awesome. Like, this game...
Like, they it looks cool,
is
right?
It's gorgeous.
The aesthetic of it is cool. Mm-hmm. But, and I guess what I'm hoping is, from that demo, it starts you out at basically, yo, this is the beginning of the game. This is how it starts.
I think that's how it is.
Yeah, and so you don't really get an idea on these characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like, definitely so far... I like his demeanor and his sort of brutish, but he doesn't seem like a complete numbskull. I like the tone of him, where he's a little crazy and ridiculous, but at the same time, he doesn't look like a complete...
Is he like Bruce Willis Die Hard?
Yeah.
He's like Master Chief. He's like a badass, but an intelligent badass.
Mm. Yeah, sure. Kind of like that. I just hope that like...
So intelligent that he got enslaved?
Dude, yeah. It's not his fault.
Yes.
I don't know. Exactly. There's not much you can tell from the demo in terms of what the entire story is going to be.
Yeah, I just hope they develop more on the characters than that.
I'm sure they will.
I'm hoping.
I think the most interesting thing in terms of story about that demo is just when you go by the Statue of Liberty and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
So this is Earth?
Yeah, and then you see like the rest of New York
like
that. I was like, this is an interesting like...
Yeah.
Odyssey to the West and the Statue of Liberty. So you're pretty much crossing the U.S., huh?
I think, well, when you land, Chick says...
300?
I have this establishment.
That's her name, Chick?
What is her name?
Trip.
Trip? Oh, Trip. I didn't know. I didn't remember.
Even better.
Yeah, she says we have got to go someplace, so many miles. I don't know. It's not the entire United States, I don't think.
Yeah, the West.
She says
it's not to the Midwest, is it?
The game is using the story of, you know, the Chinese... fable of the journey to the West, like Goku.
Goku,
like the monkey dude with the cloud and the extendy pole, and that character and that story of recruiting all these elementally themed people and moving on your like enlightenment journey to Buddha.
So you're saying Monkey is a Super Saiyan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's
gotcha.
Exactly. This is actually a Dragon Ball game.
Awesome. I don't know. It looks... I mean, it's really hacky slashy, but I feel like once I got more of that combat, it's...
I didn't like the combat. I didn't of the movement. I didn't like any of the combat.
Kind of
I didn't like that playing it.
Is it like God of War-ish?
Yes. It's mash. It's light, light, heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, light, heavy, light.
Jump,
light,
jump, heavy?
Jump, heavy, light.
You do get into a little bit of that thing where... Like, I'm mid-animation, and I want to stop that, and there's no, like, sometimes there's no way to do that. Like, the heavies can go on a little long, and it's like, I don't want to do that.
I didn't really run into a problem with that. Maybe in the later game when you have more complex fights, but
When I got, like, there was a couple of those times where they have you fighting a few dudes, and I realized as long as you're doing crowd control by, like, hitting one person, moving to another, like, just, like... going around the wheel of hitting those dudes, mm-hmm. it's not so hard to control them. Interested to kind of see other dudes and things you would fight.
Well, watching videos of it, there's, you know, upgrades to your abilities, so you'll have different, you know,
always
combat things and different ways to get around. You have the little like flying saucer that you can ride on.
Yeah. Jetpacks?
No jetpacks.
No jetpack, but there's
ground
like,
pack.
Yeah, there's some kind of weird like hoverboard thing.
Yeah, there's some things in the game that will, you know, will give it some depth in terms of combat and, you know, some level up opportunities. But
what'd you think about the Prince of Persia climbing?
Terrible.
Stuff? Yeah,
terrible. I'm telling you, playing that game is really, not fun.
It was really magnetized.
But it looks really good.
It does look really good. Like, so I really like their...
It's more fun to watch than play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They mo-capped the hell out of that game, too. I don't know if you could tell that.
Well, I noticed there's really slippery movement.
Yeah, there is a lot of that. Slippery movement. But that's like, what I can't stand. Their animations are all very, like... You can really tell that... more like Mario.
I was just thinking, like, in some of the climbing animations...
Oh.
You would suffer from that, like, Uncharted effect of where this gap is either too long or too short, and he makes the jump. You're like, that is something is wrong in that momentum of that leap. But unlike Uncharted, where it happens occasionally, it's like every time character moves to change its position, it's like something is just not right here. And
it's like you can, yeah.
Instead
you can...
of having it like, I'm going to climb and navigate this world based on what it looks like, they have to go the route of, we're going to make shiny little blocks so you can tell what's shiny and what's not, what you can climb on, and there's really no room for exploration. It's just, here's your route.
Yeah.
Press this button to advance.
It's less Assassin's Creed and more Lara Croft.
Yeah, like old, you know, old Lara Croft where...
Like Tomb Raider.
This is the way you're going.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that game looks really good, and it's a shame that it doesn't play better, and that's why I'm not really interested in it.
If it's first level, there's always... much more to find.
I think
they but I don't want to play it. It doesn't feel good.
I think they did a good job with like their cutscenes and like the Ninja Theory seems to do a good job with
hair.
No,
Chick's hair is really good.
Chick's hair is okay, but like monkey hair, no.
Well, it's like any other video game character where it's just like this is frozen in place.
Pieces of hair, like just sections of hair that are like doing their own thing.
Really good hair physics.
But what was I saying about?
That's the bottom line when I purchase a game is...
Bullet point, hair physics.
the lip syncing, like all of it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That's fine.
You think they're lip syncing? You don't think they're actually talking?
The lips syncing up with
the lip flap works well.
Yeah, the lip flap is far superior to Kane and Lynch 2 lip flap, where it's like Muppet stuff.
Mm-hmm. Meh, meh, meh. Yeah, so, you know, technically you're cool with it. I'm not.
Yeah, it's fine.
Technically,
like the on the nuts and bolts, like this is how this game feels and plays.
Oh, it's
you're fine with it. You say
a raw ass hack and slash game.
I think it's boring and loose and not very well constructed. And it's like
sounds like last weekend.
What's that? Boring, loose, boring, ill constructed.
Yep. Ill constructed weekend.
But yeah, I think it looks really good. Like,
oh yeah, it's pretty. I really love that aesthetic they're going with, like this clunky, weird steampunk post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah, it's like tribal techno-tribal. That's all I listen to like, nowadays. It's techno-tribal.
It's
gonna have to buy the game just for that.
You are. I love techno-tribal.
It's weird.
And hair physics.
It's weird.
What if I had both of those together?
Check out.
Oh my gosh. Game of the year. All the way.
What else you got besides Enslaved?
Besides that, ever since I finished Halo Reach, I have decided now that looking back on what I remember of the rest of the Halo games, I've decided that I'm going to play every single one of those back to back.
We'll see how far this goes.
to get that story straight, because I feel like I'm missing points of that story that,
you know, there's like a Wikipedia database.
I know, but this is gonna be slightly more entertaining. This is gonna take me forever.
You're gonna level of Halo 1 and go.
No, I've already played through.
I'm probably done.
I've already played through 2 hours of Halo 1, and
still have this mission, huh?
Funny story. Funny story about like Halo 1 though. Like that holds up a lot better than I thought it was. I thought Halo 1 was gonna be abysmal, but they took away some things in Halo 1 that I'm like, why is that not back in like Halo Reach? Like you can hold 8 fucking grenades.
Huh.
You can hold 4 plasma grenades and 4 just regular shrapnel grenades. I'm like, why can I not do that now? It's ridiculous. Also, what was...
The online aspects of grenade spamming.
Also, assuming. Halo, that whole...
Yeah,
like,
but what's with the no online play?
Yeah, exactly. Fail.
How come they...
another thing. You know, in current Halos, you can... like unload your clip while running at the dude and then just hit them and it will kill them. That is not a thing that existed in Halo 1. You cannot do that. I can unload on a dude and then hit them and then they just stand there and hit me back.
You not hit them again?
You can hit them again, but there's lag issue on your rifle butt, and then they like freak and then hit you, and you're like, ugh, why did you not die?
Back then, I don't think that melee options were too big.
No, like still shooter hitting somebody from behind will still flat out kill them though. So that's
as
nice.
It should,
right? I mean, it should.
Duh.
Like I'm gonna jack melee. You up in the back. Yeah.
Donkey punch. Yeah. To death. Well, keep an update on that.
It's going to be a very, very slow thing.
This could be all the way until episode, what, let's 30, say 50?
30. 50.
You're going 30? Sure. I'm giving you 50.
I think this will go until Fallout New Vegas.
Right.
Roughly November, and then this will fall off just like I'm going to play through every PlayStation game ever.
I usually like to set up
every PlayStation 3 game John was going to play through.
And that fell off.
And write a little summary and grade each one of them.
That fell off pretty hard.
I think you reached a lot of C's?
C's or D's. I don't remember the last game I played.
I don't think that that's even possible as new games come out.
I don't think you got to the Dynasty Warrior section.
the problem...
That would be a long, long, agonizing section.
3 weeks in and of itself.
The problem with it is that, like, so many more interesting things come out and things that I really want to devote more time to.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
And you spent time playing Bakugan.
Bakugan, which is a very bad game, unless you're, like, six. Or, like, Africa.
Africa was
Africa.
I like Pokemon
Africa.
Snap.
Africa is freaking Pokemon Snap.
I like Pokemon
with
Snap.
Real animals.
I am okay with real animals.
What it is.
All right. Well, you made your Halo announcement.
Yes, the Halo announcement. Is that... Should that be like some weird kind of like endurance trial thing that I should be posting?
No, because I don't think you're going to follow gonna through with it.
Tell me you're doing it on easy at least, so it's.
Oh,
like...
I should do that, shouldn't I? I should just switch it all down to easy. Dude, why didn't I think of that?
Why am I playing on legendary?
Damn it.
Idiot.
This is so much harder this way.
It's really hard to get achievements in Halo.
Well, Halo 1 and Halo 2, yeah.
Where are the achievements?
There's no need for achievements at all. Like, I should just... I hope I can just...
Can you get
like,
the first Halo on Xbox Live download?
No, I was wondering if you can, but my friend Kevin has them all, so he's letting me borrow them.
I think it's one
you
of
can
the
get Halo 2.
Ones.
I was wondering about that. You can get Halo 2? How many? Well, no, it's...
Because I see a lot of people actually playing Halo 2 online, actually.
Irrelevant, because I'm borrowing them from my friend, so just...
All right.
All right, what else are you playing besides Halo?
Nothing right now. Like
Enslaved in Halo?
Don't think I played anything else. I was going to try Kung Fu Rider demo.
And Blade Kitten.
I was going to try the Kung Fu Rider demo, but I never got around to it because I started watching News Radio again.
So. Yeah, any other move games you play?
I forgot that's out.
Weird.
You forgot about it?
Weird that you forgot about that.
I tried to play the Resident Evil 5 adaptation for the move, but it is confirmed that it has to be the Gold Edition only. So, I don't think I played anything else that's moved.
Well, if you remember, just jump in.
Has it moved you?
This is more news than anything. I recently discovered that if you get Time Crisis Rising Storm, it also includes Time Crisis 4 and the pirate game that they have at All Play.
Mm-hmm.
Get those two.
Except Time Crisis 4 sucks, and the pirate game I already finished.
I didn't finish it.
So why would I want that?
I'm going to play
it. Why would I want that?
You need a move
for it.
There's
no kickback with the move.
I'm just hoping,
you'll
want to
play Time Crisis 1 all the way through Time Crisis 4. With the pirate game, just you might want to do that someday.
No, talk about a worthwhile venture.
There you go. No, I don't think there's.
If you remember, all right, jump in.
I'll just throw some. I'll cut you.
Okay,
right
go
off
for it.
And
yeah.
Just throw
Ryan, what you got?
Nothing. Halo, Halo, Halo.
Hello.
That's it. Hey.
Halo.
I can testify that too because it's all I see you ever doing.
Halo.
I will be done with that game forever once I get the final achievement for it, which is probably a good 12 more hours of gameplay online. And I should be done.
Crazy.
Awesome.
Yep.
Crazy. And then you can put it down and move on to preparing yourself for Black Ops.
Black Ops, Borderlands. I'll probably play Borderlands before I finish Halo because that is probably my favorite game in my top three of all time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll be getting the downloadable stuff. I love it.
I forgot to mention my like my jokey playing things. Like I've been playing like set up shit for the birthday party, and I've been playing like
those aren't games. John.
Talk to insurance those are not agent games. About getting my those bumper
are not,
fixed.
Those are not video games.
There's those a good achievement for that game.
Get your bumper fixed.
Get my bumper fixed.
Only if you get it fixed loose and dirty, stupid sloppy and ill constructed or whatever it was.
How much harder is it on legendary?
I could never.
Insurance agents won't return your phone calls.
That's right. They're just always sprinting.
They tell you that nothing's covered.
Yeah.
You have to try to find better coverage. You have to pay for it all out of pocket.
Their bills.
Damn it.
Well, guys, I have games to talk about because I've been playing games. Real video games.
Real video games.
Yeah.
For real.
Fake bullshit video games.
Not the
ridiculous stuff that
we go to the library, the video game.
Serve some Pasta Da Vinci's, the video game.
Oh, boy.
Paperboy.
Speaking of Pasta Da Vinci, I've been playing
Da Vinci Code.
No, actually, damn. I finished Sam and Max Devil's Playhouse, and the review is up now. That game's really good. You should play it. It's awesome.
I really, really want to after seeing you play it.
You should.
Really do.
It's really good. It's available for download on whatever you got.
On whatever
sounds
you got.
Sounds like you're trying
really
to
good.
Sam Xbox. And Max
well, play. You know they deserve it because that game is great. But
is it available? You know.
Yes.
Is it
available?
On XBLA? I
yes.
can get it.
Yes.
It's available.
It's yeah. available.
I've got yeah. points.
It's available. You could try it out for a night, you know? Hit it out.
Before I started the review, though, I wanted to kind of, you know, get some other adventure game, point-and-click adventures in under my belt.
Oh.
Missed.
Yeah, no. I don't hate myself that much. I bought the Tales of Monkey Island off Steam.
Isn't that the prequel to Enslaved?
Yeah. Yep. Tales of Monkey's Island. It's actually a...
he owns his own little island. Sells.
It's how he gets enslaved, right?
Cocoa. That's right. Well, he buys the island and then...
Cocoa nut juice.
And then Dr. Monroe...
Strangely.
...establishes his cloning facility. Halo! Anyway, I finished the first episode, the launch of the Screaming Narwhal, and I'm glad I did because... Dude, Sam and Max is such a better game than Secret of Monkey Island or Tales of Monkey Island, and it's made. They're both by Telltale, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
makes
like
makes it a better game.
That's
amazing.
Sam and Max is a lot more streamlined. Like when you're going through the inventory, things are a lot simpler. It's a lot less clicking around. It's a lot less arbitrarily just combining things with things or clicking on things in the background. Tales of Monkey Island, you'll get stuck. Or I would get stuck, and then I would say, well, what do I do now? And I just have to run through the entire game, clicking on anything, you know, trying to interact one piece of the inventory with something else. And it just became very tedious and annoying. Funny, not nearly as funny as Sam and Max, but still, it's really good, but it just is, you know, lacking a lot of the refinement that it seems like Sam and Max, The Devil's Playhouse, had.
Sam and Max also has, like, a hint system in there, too. I can tell when you're, like, struggling, right? This is something I read about Sam and Max when I was...
No, well, you know, Tales of Monkey Island has the same thing where it's like, your character will talk, maybe I should go to the inn or something. What Sam and Max has is it has this tool called Future Vision, which is
right.
one of Sam or Max's like psychic powers. So you look into the future and you see what some character did.
Yeah,
and then that acts as not only just a piece of the puzzle, but it also is like gives you a little hint as to what you need to do to move
so
forward. It's
like
glad we visited the giant Abe Lincoln head.
Yeah. So you can assemble that future.
Gotta go see the giant Lincoln head. Anyway, played that. I'm playing the next episode, something of Spinner K. Not as good. Definitely not as good.
Oh, that's the Monkey Island one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to get through that entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's good. Anyway, talked about Enslaved. I also played the other demo.
Oh, didn't you play Quantum Theory?
Yes, I played
like
Quantum
to
Theory.
To talk about this.
Yeah, I played Quantum Theory demo, and I actually really enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that game?
It's like Gears of War, but Japanese. It's pretty much exactly Gears of War, but Japanese.
Is it for 360 or PS3?
Whatever you got.
Is it for both?
Both.
It's not PlayStation 3 exclusive?
It's out. It is released yesterday.
Yeah, last week we were talking about it, but yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. Cover mechanic, everything played really fine.
Did you play this on PlayStation?
Yeah. Everything, there was nothing awkward about it. Like, it was like, all right, I'm playing Gears of War again. But
is it the same story?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because you know what? There is lack thereof on both ends.
It is the same story. It is, you go into this location that is
infested with something.
With thingies that are coming of the earth, and you have to fight them and shoot them in the head.
All right.
And then 10 shit tons.
Is there a chainsaw bayonet?
No. There's no things chainsaws. That look like
there's swords.
There's, yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, not going to spend too much time on this thing, but it's good.
Okay.
It's fine.
I think I want to check it out.
You can play it.
I didn't have any problem with it. You said you got hung up with the grenade or the missile launcher dudes. How?
I just, like, I had issues hitting them with the girl.
Don't.
Like, that thing
just don't use the chick.
Oh?
Just shoot them.
You can just shoot them?
Yes.
But the game is like, the bullets don't do anything.
The game
is lying to me.
You shoot things
well,
in the head.
Well, that's not a very good
die.
Relationship to start off with.
Well, you know, I just shot them a bunch because I threw the chick by the dude and she took a swipe at him and then she's like, oh, I'm stuck over here. So I just shot him and like, I was just shooting him so she could run back and get to cover. And then he died and I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't need to throw her anymore because that thing is not very useful.
Yeah, why is that a mechanic
so
if you don't know to do it?
Yeah, she's like an instant kill sort of melee attack, but you put her in danger because she's out of cover. So it's kind of
it's
an
like
interesting.
Throwing a javelin that's fleshy.
Yeah.
Are you some? Well, I guess
Some beefy marine
beefy
man.
Beefy marine that can throw women.
Yeah. All right.
The whole game though is just so
bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like I don't even understand what's going
on. You're going inside this magical tower that is like a creature
evil in some way.
It's like a robot immune system that spawns knights to fight off invaders.
Yeah,
and
weird.
There's another faction in there of like Gila monsters or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I'm not.
But then there's vampires, and the vampires look like humans.
Nosferatu. Yeah.
Yes, and yeah. then there's a Diabolus.
Just dude.
Which is like.
We're trying to make
which
sense
is what the cover mechanic, like what I was mentioning before, where all of a sudden the level will change because the Diabolus will come through and it'll like put up a bunch of cover walls.
Yeah.
Or blow out a side of the wall and now you have more room or something like that. And there's two factions that are sometimes fighting each other, so you're not always having everybody on you at the same time.
Is it Diabolisk?
No.
Because we're like diabolical and obelisk.
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
It's like Diablo Isis. It's like the devil infection.
Quantum theory, you said?
Quantum theory, yeah. I don't know. It's not bad. It's not great.
Diablo
it's fine.
Like, did you buy it or...
That was a demo right now.
Oh, okay.
I just played the demo. It was alright. It wasn't bad. If you want Gears of War on
you
your PlayStation
that,
3,
did you enjoy
well
that cover system of like popping to cover and needing to
yeah.
pull out of cover with a
yeah,
button?
Once I kind of got with it, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm gonna work with you, game. This is what you're giving me. I'm not gonna all fight you.
All right,
I'm not gonna be that
fine,
guy.
Fine.
Yeah, so that was the other demo. Oh, the last demo I played was DJ Hero 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That came
let
out.
Let me tell you.
That
game.
Only getting better?
Is only getting better.
Sweet.
Because not only does it have the upgrade of you can do freestyle scratching.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In a section, it'll give you this, like, one of the roads will become a freestyle section. So you can just scratch however you want. And it's not just, like, canned scratching noises. Depending on how you use the table, how you use the platter, it will make different noises. If you're slow, fast, whatever you're doing, it'll recognize all that sort of thing. It's just like, turn terrible. And
sweet.
The cool part is it's not just the scratching. You've got the freestyle effects button, and then you've got freestyle crossfading, which is really rad. Like, it's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Did you try the vocals?
I didn't, because I don't have a microphone.
Duh. You should have called me. I have several.
Yeah.
I have, like, three.
I should have, but
I have one as well.
We're getting closer to DJ party time.
DJ Madness.
And if you pre-order DJ Hero 2, you get a free Puma.
Free Puma?
Oh,
free
no.
Puma.
Yeah, free Puma.
Yes.
Puma.
Puma.
It's yeah,
a small
big, it's
cat.
Like a big cat.
Oh, it's a baby DJ. Puma. So.
Oh.
Oh. Like a Puma kitten?
Mm-hmm.
Puma Blade kitten. Puma?
Blade Puma.
Yeah, so I played that. That is what I played. Then I also played, actually, one game I didn't play. I watched Hunter play the football game.
Backbreaker?
No, the college NCAA 11.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's football, right? Yeah, I watched him play a game of that, and it was really cool. Like, football games have gotten mad crazy. I don't know if either of you guys play football games.
I know about this.
The last game I played was Blitz the League for PlayStation 2.
How do you like watching them testicles explode?
That was fine. I liked Blitz the League. I was like, this is a football I understand. I understand the plays. I understand moving dude.
Dude, no. Football has become
outrageous. It was really cool watching him because it would be like he would pick his plays and stuff, and I was like, okay, those are the routes. That's the guarding zones. And then...
You weren't playing with him?
No, I was just watching him play through a game, and his Hawkeyes crushed TCU.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sweet.
As they should.
Exactly. But watching him play, like, he would call, like, an audible or do, like, a hot swap or something like that, and all of a sudden he just would, like, morph into another player, or the team would do something weird, and he would cheese the field goal to be, like, a two-point conversion fake punt every single time. And it always fell for it.
Was he playing it online or?
No, just computer. And then he was going into like the Dynasty like recruit player mode. That game then becomes an RPG. Like,
oh, yeah.
You have so many amounts of times that you can spend with these prospective characters, players, and you have to like navigate this dialogue tree and compare stats and spend points on them to like see how much to get them interested in coming to your school. And I was like, gah.
Yeah.
Sports are crazy now.
The only thing about the sports games that I just don't like is you're playing sports. There's
not enough
Xbox.
Swords in it, dude. Yeah. Not enough swords.
More jetpacks.
Not enough.
I want more jetpacks in my MML football game.
Did you ever play Blood Bowl? You bought it.
I still haven't installed it.
You haven't even installed it.
No.
I bet there's jetpacks in that one.
Actually, the little that I did install on my computer, I deleted. So I went a step back.
I got this thing. I don't want it anymore.
So you paid for it and you uninstalled it. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and buy this. And
dude, it was
sure
like $7.
How could I not buy it?
That's right. I'm going to go
save
replace that toilet
day.
Toilet paper roll with $7. Because that's the same to me. That's the same.
No, just the $7 would feel pretty nice down there.
You have at least three bills, too.
Dude, they're both made of cotton.
Yeah.
And you can have up to seven, possibly four.
What?
What? Oh.
Three $2 bills
seven,
in one?
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Word.
Yeah, so I watched him play, I watched Hunter play NCAA 11. It was really cool. It's weird to see sports games now.
Yeah. What's the last, like,
Blitz. The league.
Like,
Actual sports game?
It was like actual sports game. What year was
Madden 94?
94?
The last sports game I enjoyed playing was Tecmo Super Bowl for the Super Nintendo Entertainment
Still
System.
Not the most realistic sports game.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it.
Last one I played was NCAA 2009. So a couple years behind.
I think I may have played a soccer game at some point, by mistake.
I played
a soccer game in the late 90s for the PlayStation.
That must have been atrocious just because, like,
was it too extreme?
They're like, hey, what's a sport out there we could make a game off
it was like FIFA
soccer.
FIFA 1.
Nice.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater Project 8 was the last sports game I played.
Is that still
that's an actually fun
sport at this point?
No, skateboarding games don't count.
Tony Hawk 2 was the end of Tony Hawk right there.
Yep, I agree completely.
Should have been done
Tony
a decade
Hawk
ago.
Ride.
That was the literal end of Tony Hawk.
The literal nail in the coffin there.
I really liked Thug and Thug 2.
Thug.
Yeah.
Because it was like they really got the refinement of the get off the board and run around and do stuff. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Thug?
Skate guy.
Tony Hawk's
Skate got
Project
right,
Under,
though.
Wait, Tony Hawk... Underground.
Proving Ground?
No, Underground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. THUG, Tony Hawk,
is
Underground.
It, like, is Thug like the Grand Theft Auto version of Tony Hawk? Like, you can get off your board and hit
people
with it? Beat the shit out of people with your board.
Seriously?
Yeah. You can kill people. You murder them.
They're standing.
You murder. You get the prostitute onto your board, and then you get your health up, and then you murder them.
And steal their money.
Run over them with their skateboard.
The best part is when you're jumping down a big case of stairs and you jump off your board and land on top of someone, beating them, and you don't kill yourself because you assassinated them on a fall, which would normally have killed you.
That's right.
Yep.
Achievements.
Fantastic.
So that brings me to the last game I played, which is Front Mission Evolved.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We all watched that.
The one I was playing, like, an hour ago.
No jetpacks,
but...
I'm sorry, there are jet... Well, they're not really...
foot jets.
Installed.
Foot jets.
No, there's some on the
those
back.
Those are skate feet.
They're back.
Yeah, skate feet
butt.
and backpack boosters.
In the back, yeah.
Yeah.
I still submit that they should be able to lift you higher than that.
Play a fucking different game then.
I'm just saying.
I will.
Do it then.
I do.
I dare
play
you.
That game.
Because you know what you should play? Quantum Theory. Or Sam and Max. No.
Available, right?
It's available.
What you should really be doing is like going
replay
through
Halo.
Or replay Halo, yeah.
Play every Atari 2600 game ever.
I'm going to go for every... Let's go Jaguar game.
Okay.
Nice.
Which Jaguar?
I didn't know there was two.
Atari Jaguar XD.
Yeah.
Atari.
I don't
know
Jaguar.
The 32.
32.
Yeah, I was because there's got to be what?
Jaguar 1080.
Three or four games?
Yeah.
Aliens versus Predator.
The
best
easiest one.
One
you could probably do would probably be the Virtual Boy.
Oh,
because
there's like five
36
games.
I
Is
think,
there 36?
Total.
I thought it was like a dozen.
No, it gets. I think it's at least 20, if not more.
Really?
Yo.
Crazy.
Yep.
I own like.
But if you actually went through the process of playing all 36 games, you would have eye cancer by the end of it.
You would either have eye cancer or you'd lose the ability to see the color red.
Or you would just be seeing the Matrix all the time.
Yeah.
Everything would
become virtual. Everything would be like...
just red and black.
Everything would be red and black.
There is no 3D.
Yeah, it would be...
There is no tennis court.
Everything would be wireframe.
There is no Nestor's bowling.
I'm going to jump off this building, guys. Watch, I'll be fine.
Yep.
Not so much.
There's no building.
There's no one down there to assassinate.
There's no
ground.
I couldn't.
There should be like
enough.
A disclaimer where that doesn't work in real life. Just kill people.
Yeah, so I was playing Front Mission Evolved, and as a fan of the franchise, Front Mission that is, I was really skeptical to see it be brought into this 3D, behind the back, Armored Core-esque environment.
So it used to be just in the HUD?
No, it used to be a grid-based tactical game.
Oh.
No, it wasn't StarCraft.
Well, Warcraft.
It was
Warcraft
Final
used to
Fantasy
have, like,
Tactics.
Grid stuff? Hex grid stuff? Right?
What
Heroes
are you
of Might
wasn't
and Magic.
Wasn't Front Mission like Hex Grid?
Is it Heroes of Might and Magic?
Front Mission?
Yeah.
No?
No Hex Grid? Just Square Grid?
Square Grid. Well, Front Mission 3 was Square Grid. I think they're all Square Grids.
Huh.
I don't think we ever got Front version as it was supposed to be. I think we got a DS port of it, and two I played on an emulator. A lot of Front Mission games never really came out over here.
Were there PS1 Front Mission games?
Front Mission 3.
PS1?
Uh-huh.
Where did the first two Front Missions come from?
Super Famicom.
Oh.
Super Nintendo.
Right.
Old Famicom.
Yeah.
I'm losing myself.
The old family computer.
Front Mission 4 was PS2.
Front Mission 4 was PS2, and we do not talk about Front Mission 4.
Because it was that good?
It was. It's the black sheep of the Front Mission games.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
So Tommy Boy, or Chris Farley's
It's
in
like
it?
The Suikoden 4.
See, I never played Suikoden.
Okay, it's like, that was a game you played. It's like the Final Fantasy... 12, 14? Or 11, I don't know. It's
not good.
It's not good
by any means.
Like the Devil May Cry 2.
Yeah, there you go. It's Devil May Cry 2 of what was a good series. But yeah, it's really cool to see this game be moved into 3D, 3D space, behind the backy thing. It moves well. I'm really surprised as to how fast it is and controllable it is. In the Front Mission games previous, obviously you never had like that sense of motion and what the robot mechs were really capable of. It's just like, you know, click, dude, roll dice, go.
Yeah.
My shotgun beats your assault rifle. In this game, it seems like, you know, you actually kind of get a cool feel for the stuff that makes the robots crazy.
Yeah, the one thing I'd like to see is like how the upgrading works. Like, that's one thing I want to see.
Yep. I want to see, yeah.
Because that's the selling point.
I'm pulling in money right now just by killing dudes and collecting things.
Yeah, which is fine.
But yeah, if it goes the Armored Core route of now you have to, obviously you don't have to pay for repairs.
Cause you get your bill.
Yeah.
You get your bill at the end of it. Well, this mission was worth 1,000 credits, but you blew up civilians and you like took a lot of damage. So you end up actually paying out like 7,000. So.
I hate Armored Core. I hate it.
Metal Gear.
Then play a different game.
I did. I did. I hate Armored Core.
Oh, man.
Because of the economic system.
That's fine. That's a legitimate reason to hate Armored Core. I liked Armored Core because of like the being able to fly around with a mech. That's my only thing.
Did you really like Zone of the Enders?
Yeah, actually I did. Really like Zone of the Enders. There's a good mech game.
Yep. That's a game I almost picked up.
Go too. Play Zone of the Enders. I didn't play the second one.
Oh, you should play that. It's a lot better.
Is it a lot better?
I heard it wasn't just a fighting game, though.
What? I'm wrong. That more or less it boils down to almost
fighting. Zone of the Enders?
Yeah.
It boils down to almost being a fighting game, but
kind
of. It's a lot more wide open.
Fighting game like a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
But with guns and
flying
and up and down and left and right.
Crazy matrix-ass movements.
Yeah. It's weird. This game, though, seems pretty standard, and like you said, I'm interested in seeing how, like, the upgrade and economic system boils down. I also want to see if they're going to incorporate, like, the front mission hacking, like, where you go into this fake in-game internet and have to actually hack and crack passwords.
Well, now Wiz is a hacker, right?
Well, I'm guessing that...
have to do it.
That'll probably just be, like, their nod to the previous things in the game where it's like, you know, it's your hacker.
Can you hack this door? Yeah, give me a second. Awesome.
But like in Front Mission 3, like you had this fake internet that you could surf and dig up passwords and get creepy emails, and
maybe now you can steal people's identities and hopefully get your own cash.
Yeah. And I mean, you would do that in the game. You'd like go in, you'd like find some administrative login to something and then crack it open and like email a bunch of money to yourself. Like it was like, oh,
I
want
to email money to myself.
Yeah. You'd email yourself tons of dollars. yeah, I'm interested in that. And then the other thing is, The biggest problem with the Front Mission games were the story and the characters were cool. Like, what was happening on a moment-to-moment basis was always pretty engaging. But the whole, like, universe it's set in is so effing crazy.
Like, really?
Like,
because that wasn't apparent in the first 5 minutes of that game.
If space elevators weren't a tip-off as to how effing crazy this was, it's like...
Like, elevator to space?
Elevator into space. Like, elevator...
Singular. Something that elevates a lift,
brings things
out of the atmosphere
into space.
I don't even.
A pretty long ride, I would think.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Sure.
Probably take some time. Well, I don't know.
There's an elevator. There's really good music playing the entire time.
The entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I usually just bring my iPod, so I don't know what it sounds like.
Taylor Swift.
But like I was saying, the problem with the Front Mission games is it's so esoteric and such. Layers upon layers of stupid backstory of like, you know, it's like the Oceanic or the Japan and Hong Kong formed an alliance known as the Oceanic Community League, and they banned against mainland China, and there's a trade embargo, and that's why the dictatorship that's in there has teamed up with Germany, which is no longer Germany, but it's teamed up with Russia and Germany and the majority of the Ukraine to form the People's Alliance of Retribution, and they have all these different names that don't know what they're for, and it's like, okay, well, this is fake Europe, this is fake Japan, this is fake America.
And just put an F in front of each one.
Yeah, like, can we just have New America, New Europe, and New Japan? Like, instead of having all this stupid stuff I have to go dig through and figure out.
We've got New Mexico.
Yeah, New York. Yep, so that's what I've been playing.
Sweet.
That's
all of it.
I've been playing.
All of it.
All of it, yes. Halo. Anything that's all I can remember.
Okay, cool.
You're playing some Halo?
Halo.
Were you playing Halo?
Yep.
What?
Still?
One?
Sticky grenades.
Halo 1?
Jetpacks.
There are jetpacks in Halo Evolved, or Combat Evolved.
Is there?
Reach. No.
Halo, Combat, Halo.
Halo,
Combat,
colon,
Evolved,
Combat Evolved,
Reach,
colon, Reach. Two. Yeah, true.
Two.
After Reach.
Oh, yeah, that was math. That was another thing that was kind of cool. Like,
Halo?
Because I remember how Reach ends, and then as soon as I start up Halo, that's exactly how Halo begins.
In space.
Like, verbatim. Like, with the dialogue and everything.
It's really weird that that worked out
words.
Like that.
No, I'm just saying.
It's really bizarre.
Like, I'm just like, I'm just, I just
didn't you,
proud that that's how
that
works.
Did you think
worked.
It was stupid how,
yes.
Yes. The end, he's like, I've got a gun. Stand.
Yep.
You know, like.
Yes.
Why?
That's
why? What?
Good
what?
Question.
No, because he needs to man that gun and protect them so they can get out of orbit.
No, after he's already
yeah.
manned the gun.
Oh, and you go out and like.
And they're like, jump on, soldier.
Let's go. Come on.
No,
stay
no.
Here.
No, you man. No, you manned the gun so that they could get in, but some like then Emil dies, so you have to go man that gun so they can leave.
Yeah, but then.
But then.
Then you can man it, and they're like, all right, well, here we go again. You know, I mean.
What are you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, wasn't, no, the as it was taking off, the ship is like
yeah,
flying back
in
into
there.
The ship. It does like a hot landing into the spaceship.
Yeah.
The little pelican.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's like, come on, Spartan. And he's like, no, I've got a gun.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and you have to protect that pelican from.
No. Then it's game over from there. That was it.
That's the end of, that's the cutscenes into the end of the game. And then the credits and then the thing.
It sets up the awesome last level of.
Awesome is a strong word.
I dispute this.
No, that last level was just dumb.
Yep.
It was an interesting concept.
Like, it was done better in Crisis Core.
Was it? I never played that.
So. You should.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good game. Cracks in the visor, man.
So jetpacks.
Cracks in the visor.
Huh.
I mean, Crisis Core?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
it? There are jetpacks. Maybe.
Yeah. Near the end of the game.
Yeah.
You gotta play through it. And the second playthrough gets you jetpacks?
Well, you get the god chocobo. You have to breed a god chocobo, and then the next
Which is
chocobo.
A gold one, right?
Well, it's like glowing gold. Yeah. And you get
and it
that.
Has a halo?
Yeah, well, it has double wings. It has like regular wings
double
and
wings.
Angel wings. and then the next chocobo that it births is a jetpack.
Okay.
And then you can just wear that.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've got a copy right here. You don't need to go. Let's do this. Right.
I just lost all train of thought.
You want to talk about what we do next? News?
Yeah, news. Let's do that.
Are we doing shirtless news?
No.
Always, right? Isn't that how this game goes? So we got news.
There's some news.
Yeah, there's a little. I guess one of the biggest things is the Xbox Live update thing.
When's that coming out?
I don't know. This press release doesn't say. Fall. Yep.
Anytime,
the fall of Xbox?
Anytime between now and December.
Yeah. So it's going to have, you know, all the things that were promised, like E3, the... it's going to have like a sort of a redesign. Yeah, a redesign to the whole layout, and then you'll have your ESPN coverage soon.
Great.
Yeah.
That I won't be able to use.
Well, why? You don't know that. I mean, our internet provider may have ESPN.com.
Okay.
ESPN3.com associated with it.
Okay, well...
I mean, if we have it, then you'll have it.
I guess,
but if you don't,
I guess we'll find out.
So what? It's like you have to have ESPN, like
ESPN3.com, which is like something that's given to you through your internet service provider.
Oh, so you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, I think it either comes along with like cable packages, or you pay with it, pay for it. But it's not something that you just get by having an internet connection and an Xbox. Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yes.
Agreed.
Also, yeah.
How's Hulu Plus?
F that, dude. It's also going to set everything up for, you know, the Kinect stuff, the video chat, you know, everything you could want in
yeah.
that respect.
I don't know. I totally want, like, to be able to swipe my hand and make that stuff move around.
For $150, here you go.
Hey, for $150, all I want to do is be able to swipe through my dashboard and tell my Xbox to turn on and off. And
for $150, I can have 3 video games.
It's true. You could. But I'll be able to talk to my Xbox.
If you give me, how about this? How about you give me $50 and I'll be sitting, I'll hide off the side and I'll you say Xbox on and I'll just turn it on.
Can you be there whenever I need you?
Like, what are your hours?
Yeah, what are your hours of operation?
$50.
Because the Kinect.
I'll do that right now.
How long do you think you'll use the Kinect?
That is a fair question. I will use the Kinect probably for about 2 months before I decide that it's...
Will you also hold the controller as I'm flailing yes. around and you sit behind me and watch what I'm doing? You control my dude?
Exactly.
Yeah. Ryan, this means grenade. This means grenade. Why is it not happening?
Yeah, so get excited. Kinect.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Dude.
It'll connect us all.
Like I said, somebody's got to do this stuff. Might as well be me.
So with the 3DS information,
do we get that clarified?
No, dude, you know how I feel about Nintendo's website.
Oh no, I know. It's really good. I'm just saying, like, I've tried.
Is that sarcasm?
Tried gathering as much information on that crap as I can, and
I don't have any information about it.
And Nintendo likes to not tell people things.
The word is there is like a 1.5 gig internal flash memory. There's an expansion slot, and then I don't know the processor speed and stuff.
What were you talking about?
For the 3DS. Yup. But with that announcement and like the release date possibly being announced or marketing push, there's been all these different companies jumping on this, we're going to make games for the 3DS. The most interesting of which I've seen is Mega Man Legends 3 from Capcom. Does that mean anything?
Mega Man Legends?
What?
Wait.
Mega Man Legends.
Is that the one where you can play Mega Man as any character in the Capcom?
No, that's Mega Man.
No, that's the third-person shooter.
Yeah, Mega Man Legends PS1.
And 64.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you ran around with no helmet.
No helmet.
Complete disregard for safety.
No.
Head safety.
When Mega Man grew hair.
Yeah, well, he had hair in 2. He was helmetless with hair.
In Mega Man 2?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what was...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That did
what
happen.
What was Mega thinking?
I don't know, man.
Is that... You're on a first name basis with Mr. Man?
I thought we were all were.
No, did no. You refer to him as his proper, Mega Man.
I guess.
That's weird, though. Now that you think about it. So, X.
Hey,
X.
Mega Man X.
X.
Goes by X.
But Mega Man is just Mega Man.
He is Mega Man.
Zero.
Is like when he fills out his forms, is he Mega first name?
Does
last
Mega
name,
Man X and Mega Man
never
meet?
No, they're completely.
I think.
The world would explode.
No, I think they do.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a crossover there?
I think so.
I feel
in
like
those
are
DS
completely
games.
Separate universes.
No, I think in one of the DS games they meet. I am.
Which DS?
No, one of the dumb,
it, like,
really
weird,
dumb
like.
Yeah, where it's
Mega
like
Man
the
would be
battle,
like, oh, hey,
battle network,
you're the
crazy
sweet,
stuff.
Sweet, awesomer version of me, aren't you?
Yeah,
he'd be like
the more mature, radical.
No, I'm pretty certain that they do meet, where it's like, and then one of them dies,
one
and
of them...
one becomes like the soul of Mega Man, and then you play that really crappy DS game where these robot kids in the future of the future get inhabited by the soul of Mega Man or something. This is the thing, I swear.
That's
I'm
like
not
that,
crazy.
No, that's probably all that crazy Battle Network stuff.
No, it's not Battle Network. It's like Champions. It's what is it? Mega Man.
Like
Star
Command Mission.
To me.
Maybe that's what I'm.
Command
no,
Mission
Command
on
Mission
GameCube.
No, not that.
That would be sweet.
No,
because you see like Mega Man X style Mega Man, and then all of a sudden, like 8-bit Mega Man runs on the screen. It would be perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm going to figure this out.
Oh, okay. Great. This is part of our news thing where, this information
this is
people.
Very big news.
Why don't you guys talk about Halo? Or
people
something?
Need to know.
Talk about Halo.
No, that's not necessary.
Jetpacks.
Not necessary. Oh, man. Jetpacks in Halo?
Jetpacks are sweet.
Oh, man. So, Ryan, what are you going to play next?
Halo.
After that.
Oh, after that.
When that's done.
Dead Rising.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. That's good.
Borderlands.
I don't know if Griff, are you going to play Dead Rising too?
Probably not.
Okay.
Dude, you guys should get it and we can play online co-op.
That's all right.
That's okay. I got next week is...
Next week is entirely cleared or is no, full for you?
Ridiculous for me. Next week.
Sure.
Dude,
see.
On the 5th? Okay. Next week, I'm going to be in Orlando. So, but like when I get back, I have to deal with Castlevania and effing Enslaved.
Yeah, God
Odyssey
knows I'm not
even
playing Castlevania.
And then after, well, are you going to play it or
no?
No, you're not.
Why don't you take your time to talk about the video you posted?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, we posted this I posted this video because it came off. Found it on Giant Bomb. I couldn't find a link to it anywhere else, but oh, Konami posted it on their YouTube account, and I couldn't get that right. But anyway, so the video, it's about 11 minutes long. Good luck trudging through the first half of it because it's boring and slow. But the back end of it is one of the creative directors of it. I don't remember who. It does a talking about like all the stuff that you would see and do in the game. The combat looks very Castlevania Lords of Shadow. He gives a good synopsis of what you'll be doing in the game, like what your drive is. It's set in a completely different universe.
Whip people, right?
Yeah, basically that's what you're doing. You're whipping the heck out of people with your combat cross. The combat cross operates as a giant chain whip and as a shield and as a stabbing people in the face item,
as it should.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't
all crosses
usually at some point? Yeah.
Sorry, Jesus.
No, there's a lot of God of War, like swinging that chain around and hitting dudes, and you've got, I mean, tons of combos you can do just like God of War. But then there's some stuff in there that I hadn't seen before that they talked about, like there's going to be some cool areas where you're solve puzzles, and there's a lot of like push this thing around or move these mirrors and do that stuff, which is fine. I'm fine with solving puzzles in Castlevania.
Is there flying candlelights?
Flying candlelights? No,
not
Harry Potter stuff. None of that that I've seen. There's also then it got into a different area of like I started to see what they were like taking things from as far as like other games, and that game is going to have a very very Shadow of the Colossus type like parts of that game where there's going to be these giant stone titans that you have to climb on and find the jewels that they have located on their bodies, and you have to like beat the hell out of them until
trying to get the family jewels off of.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place on the Colossus. Is it Colossi or Colossi?
Colossi.
Colossi, and you just have to beat those until it like it destroys the Colossus, and it's. I mean, so Shadow
the. You gotta beat the nuts of the Colossi. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, sure, and they're located in various parts of the body.
Holy gosh. Did you know that Dr. Light's first name was Thomas?
Yes.
That's weird.
That sounds familiar, but no. Not directly, no.
Weird.
But so anyway, so it just seems like this game is pulling a lot from, like, say, Shadow of the Colossus a little bit, and then a lot from God of War as far as the combat goes, and then a little bit of, like, the puzzle solving and the traversing that is... like a Tomb Raider game. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like it ruins the game yet, but I want to kind of play this game and see where it goes.
Sounds like a video game smoothie.
But it looks good. Like, I mean, like...
in there, blend it up, and...
we'll see how it goes.
They often
taste
pretty good. You know, you mix everything up, and...
sometimes. I'm trying to think of the last game that was a lot like that I actually enjoyed.
Lords of the Shadow of the Colossi of the War.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, the other thing, though, that I was thinking, like, that this game could do that would keep it separate from those other games is, like, if it's open-worldly enough that I have a map that I can go through and, like, traverse through that map and go do different things and, like, do a lot of backtracking and, like, finding, like, special items and, like, upgrading my abilities and stuff like that. Like, we'll see how much of that, like, comes to fruition.
I hate Easter egg hunting.
Meh. I don't know. I'll probably play it and enjoy.
You have been waiting for this for a while.
I have been. I'm looking forward to it. I've been posting most of the content.
Holy crap.
Did you find it?
No. but I found what I was thinking of, and that's Mega Man ZX, and that's something totally different, totally crappy. But
yeah, that's like the third Mega Man.
Reading about...
Mega Man ZX, you play as Zero, right?
No.
Pretty much all of those.
That's Mega Man Zero.
No, there's a third, like, Mega Man. There's Mega Man X, Zero, and then there's a third little blue guy.
Well, what? Mega Man ZX are DS games, which is what I was referring to, where, like, everybody's dead, and these children are, like, inherit zombies. The souls of the people, and they...
Mega Man Zombie X.
Yeah, Zombie X. That's what it stands for. but reading about the Mega Man X plot, there's a...
There actually is
I
a
mean,
plot.
Just... Yeah, this is where I caught my interest here.
Go shoot crazy hammer dude.
The game plot focuses on the abduction of a next-generation Reploid from the construction site of a space elevator. Apparently, space elevators have a
abundant
lot...
Abundant in the...
No, go through Wikipedia and...
It's just like a basement.
Space elevator.
There are insane diagrams written about how, like, why don't we have space elevators?
Why, how one could construct...
Here's an artist's rendition of a space elevator. I'm just saying. But here, this is what it would look like if we have elevators in space. See clouds? See the space elevator? It's like Cloud City.
It's like the Jetsons.
In the future, elevators are as common as basements are
today. This diagram proves that we should have space elevators.
Earth is...
Wow.
This is Earth.
SB-wed minutely.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is SB-wed minutely.
Yep. Minutely. It's minutely. It gets SB-webbed minutely. Spweebed.
Minutely.
I'll attach that'll be the podcast image so everybody can look at why we don't have space elevator.
Can I make it out of toothpicks?
Did you guys
yes, if you have enough of them.
Did you guys see the new gameplay for BioShock?
We talked about that last week.
It's on our site too.
Oh hey, funny cool thing for anybody that has a smartphone with a decent web browser, you can totally go on our site and just hit that download button and it should just stream the stream our podcast straight from your phone.
Cool.
Really?
Because it won't play the normal player on the web browser that's on my Droid, but if you hit the download, it will open that download and you can just listen to us like that.
There you go, peeps.
Yeah, well anyway, if X meets Mega Man, to be continued, let's finish up with the news.
Okay,
here.
Good.
Prevalent
things.
So guess what? Zombies are gonna be in Black Ops.
Hooray.
No! Saved our Vader impression. I think that's enough said there.
Whatever sells them copies.
Co-op, Black Ops co-op will have zombies.
Hooray.
Yes, exactly. So there's gonna be a pretty robust voice cast in Fable 3.
Oh.
John Cleese. Okay. Be the butler, Jasper.
Liam Neeson.
No Liam Neeson. Damn. Ben Kingsley, excuse me, Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
We've got Simon Pegg.
Nice.
Michael Fassbender. Don't know who that is.
Don't know who that is.
Zoe Wanamaker. No, these are all very English people. Stephen Fry.
Okay.
Bernard Hill.
Okay.
Nicholas Hoult. And Naomi Harris. Don't know those last three.
I've heard of Naomi Harris. I want to try to remember where she's from.
She was in Fable 3.
She was in
Fable 3?
Yep. Fable 3, she was in that.
Okay.
Confirmed.
She played the dog.
Woof.
God, who's the guy that did Flippin' House?
Hugh Laurie?
Yeah. Hugh Laurie would be great in that game.
I think Hugh Laurie has enough of a career.
Probably. He doesn't need to sully himself with...
Yeah.
Have you seen some of his British comedy?
I think they're really good.
Yeah.
Him and Stephen Fry stuff.
Liam Neeson did a video game. Why can't Hugh Laurie?
Liam Neeson was totally really, really, really good in Fallout game.
So Naomi Harris has been in films. She was in Ninja Assassin. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Okay, maybe.
Was she the ninja or the assassin?
Actually, she played both. It was a dual role. She was in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Tia.
Okay.
She was Calypso, if that means anything.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I'm tracking here.
That crazy bitch that came out of the water.
Sure. Tia Dalma, whatever that means. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Is that enough for you?
It's enough.
Okay.
I'm you had here. Me at hello.
Well, Tia Harris says hello in Fable 3.
Hello.
Oh boy, we got some releases to talk about here. I guess it's worth mentioning, even though I can't find the official story on this, but it's been said so many times, it's fact, you know, it's interviews on Kotaku from Tim Schafer and Ron Gilbert. Ron Gilbert has been hired by Tim Schafer, Double Fine Studios.
Bah.
Two dudes who used to work together for LucasArts are now working together again.
What could they possibly create?
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Death Force Bank Unleashed 3.
Brutal
3.
Legend 2.
TFU 3.
Well, okay. In all fairness, Tim Schafer didn't have Ron Gilbert when Brutal Legend was made. And Ron Gilbert didn't have Tim Schafer when Death Bank was made. So they each did some bad stuff. And now they're back together and they'll lick each other and try.
I got an idea. Brutal Spank.
And honestly, I didn't think Brutal Legend was that bad.
I'm not saying it was terrible.
It was a pretty good game. Yeah. It was a good game. That's fine, though. That's not yeah, they're together working, and you know what? The first game, I think Double Fine's going to be having their costume quest game come out this October.
Oh, that's right. The Halloween dress up. That looked kind of adorable.
Yeah, it looks good. Looks really good.
You mentioned Halloween, and I know we've already talked enough Halo already. But for those who would like to know, on Halloween and Halloween only, you will be able to purchase a glowing flame head on the armory in Halo.
Huh.
Will it cost anything?
Not like actual dollars. It will cost
like credits game credits. In the game.
Oh, but I don't get it for free for playing that day.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many credits?
I don't know.
Dumb.
Okay. But.
Hmm. So save up for Halloween. Yes,
it's the only day you're going to be able to get it through the like.
That's ever. Crazy. I mean, that's cool, but like,
no.
Like, what if it costs a million credits?
It's not.
Everybody's gonna be like, have you ever played Animal Crossing?
Video games have done this forever, man.
You never make it out of the hole.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like, things that happen on specific days of the year. That's cool. Games have done that for a while.
I've never played one.
A game?
For a while.
Oh.
Well, no, with Animal Crossing though, that's like just picking.
Fake.
That's picking up, yeah. The
Halo's real.
Fake time of the world.
You set your system clock, so it's like when I was playing.
I want it to be a Tuesday every day, so I just keep setting it to Tuesday.
Well, my problem with Animal Crossing was when I was playing it, I would play it like at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
When I'm laying in bed or something.
You want.
And then all the stores are closed, and they're like, "You should come back in the morning."
Yeah,
and then I would say,
well,
"No,
fuck you, game. I have a real life."
Yeah, I'm going to turn you off and then adjust my system settings so it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I would do that with semen. You just adjust that clock 10 years in the future, and your semen are all real people.
Interesting.
Evolution has taken hold.
There's a joke somewhere here.
Just like the Fable 2, set your system clock forward and make
gajillions of dollars, and then save it and then set it back.
Or just like the.
I kind of want to
Planet 2.
Don't play it trick. That was a good one.
I was Planet 2. Just don't play it.
That was a good one.
What's the trick in Lost Planet 2?
The 6 months.
Just
6 month achievement.
Just system clock it.
Oh, change the system clock
forward? There's an achievement for after 6 months of your first play ever, you get an achievement.
Oh, it just like reads your save file or something like that? Yeah. Well, I didn't do that.
Has it been 6 months yet? Because I still have that game.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe. We're probably getting close, right? It probably came out like April or May.
Anyway, let's talk about some releases since we covered pretty much any news that we're able to scrape together right now.
Let's release some stuff.
Okay. Well, for the PlayStation 3, we've got Death's Bank, Thongs of Virtue, $15. We've got Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, $15.
Still no online co-op.
Still no online. All local.
All local.
All the time.
Gotta play it old school.
Swords and Soldiers, $10. We got demos. Demo for Swords and Soldiers, EA Sports MMA demo, My Sims Sky Heroes demo, Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 demo, Guardian Light demo, Heavy Rain PlayStation Move demo, Borderlands New Revolution demo, or demo.
The demo of the downloaded
content? It's the DLC demo. For $10. Some things from Mod Nation Racers, some little thingies, some junk from Mafia 2, Naughty Bear Episode 9.
if you got there.
Yep. You can purchase a new character for BlazBlue Continuum Shift.
Oh,
Continuum.
Speaking of new characters, did you see the thing? This is a completely free thing. You just stick your copy of 3D. Game Heroes in, and the update for 3D. Game Heroes will include Sackboy as a playable character.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of adorable.
Huh. The other little piece of news that I thought of is the NBA Elite, the one that's going to come with the pack-in of NBA Jam for Xbox 360 or PSN, canceled for 2010.
Got pushed back to next year. Pushed back
to 2011, Now you're just going to have NBA Jam available for download.
Is it going to include...
Don't know. Bill Clinton. Nobody knows.
If they're doing that, they should at least...
Make it the full thing. Make it the
full effing thing. Yeah. God.
It shouldn't be that hard.
There are probably Xbox games coming out this week, but Xbox is really bad at releasing their...
Their dates.
Their stuff. Like, they'll release it just at the... I hate... Internet. Yeah. So, yeah.
No!
Hydrophobia is out this week for Xbox 360.
Did we even figure out what that is?
Yeah, I watched a video of it. It looks really cool, actually.
Is it a racing game?
No.
Of
assassinating. It's actually a like third-person Lara Croft shooter thing, but it's like super advanced water physics. So it was taken from a tech demo and then raised up into this quote-unquote full game. Raising and lowering water levels, and then depending on like weight and movement of the water, it will affect the whole... I don't know. It looks...
Puzzle solving?
Yeah, I don't know about that. There's combat, so it's like using the water to fight the dudes and the water.
Okay.
Last Airbender.
This is an XBLA title?
Yes.
Okay.
1,200 Microsoft.
Oh, God. Overpriced.
Yeah.
You were going to tell me 100, and I was like, sold!
100.
Sold! How will we buy that now?
1,200 Microsoft points for Hydrophobia, which looks pretty good.
All right.
Yep. Also, Borderlands, Claptrap's New Robot Revolution.
Yeah.
And Toy Soldiers Invasion. Blah, blah, blah. All right. We got some Nintendo releases. Fantasy Slots, Adventure Slots and Games.
Love me some slots.
Wait a second. That's wrong.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, it's... I hate you, Nintendo, and your stupid, crappy website. Okay. There we go. Sorry, that was an old one. We've got... Zenonia. Z-E-N-O-N-I-A. Zenonia? Zenonia.
This is Wii.
This is for DSiWare.
Oh.
Zenonia.
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 Sure.
Zenonia. That sounds very good.
What do we do in Zenonia?
Classic RPG returns with a classic action RPG returns with the word name. Get ready for endless journeys of regret. Regret
of buying this.
Right. Get ready for the endless journey of regret.
What?
Period. Who is on a mission to find the reason for the death of his father at the hands of a demon. He begins his quest by choosing one of three classes, Paladin, Warrior, or Assassin. Players or jetpack. Players can equip and customize using hundreds of different weapons, types of weapons and armor. There are tons of items to refine or combine from five different item classes: normal, magic, rare, unique, and epic. There are even more astonishing features such as a full skill tree which you can level up, along with stunning visuals and sound effects.
What did you say this name was called? Diablo?
Zenonia? offers extensive playtime with numerous main and side quests, plus good and evil storylines to choose from, anime-style graphics, and innovative real-life systems such as a day-night cycle. Ooh, I love that. And hunger-weight system makes...
Hunger-slash-weight
system makes Xenonia. Unique gaming experience
for
everybody.
How many points?
800.
Good golly.
That's for the Wii. Or excuse me, DSiWare. So, you know, that doesn't sound too bad.
And it doesn't terribly sound bad, but...
No, what was that? 800 DSi points is $8?
$8.
That's not too bad.
$8 for...
That's not too bad.
$8
for... Bada-bee-boo. Bibbidi-bobbidi.
Yeah.
For a 16-bit...
On the other end of it, we've got Fizz. F-I-Z-Z.
Xenonia Fizz.
Puzzle games.
Puzzle games.
Astounding Arena.
Awesome.
Area. Yeah. WiiWare, Target Toss Pro, Lawn Darts. Yep.
WiiWare no pants.
WiiWare Lawn Darts. 700 points. Astro Bug's Revenge.
Ooh.
We point
upset 700. Astro Bug.
Yep, another great one. Test your skill against your power ups. The action puzzle game with a retro vibe. Solar System Blast. Just shoot yourself in the face. Those are the Wii Nintendo.
Glad we went over those.
Nintendo is so good. So good.
Way to go, Nintendo.
Way to go, Nintendo. Let's go to releases.
Sure, good.
Besides the non corporeal ones.
Yeah.
Haunted House for the Wii. Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010 for the Nintendo DS. Lord of the Rings Aragorn's Quest PS3. Brunswick Pro Bowling PS3. Oops Prank Party Wii. Whoops! Prank Party!
It just accidentally happened.
Is the party the prank?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha! We're all here!
It's totally a party!
Surprise!
It's a prank party, though, so we're all doing pranks, and the party was part of the prank.
Gotcha.
Party was part of the prank.
Don't touch anything in the house.
Get fit with Mel B.
Oop, for PS3. You have AIDS! Oops.
Get fit with Mel B, PS3. Do we know who Mel B is?
I have no idea who Mel B is.
I think that's a move game.
I know who Mel B is.
The Spice Girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Scary.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
Sid Meier's Pirates.
Yeah.
For the Wii. Front Mission Evolved.
I thought that was Pirates.
Well, that's the European edition.
Pirates.
Yep. Battle versus Chess.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I think Battle wins.
Battle versus Chess.
I'm pretty sure Battle wins. I'm not positive.
Is it more like Battle versus Chess?
No, Battle contending against Chess. Both of them are capitalized as if they were individual things competing against each other. Showdown.
I can't believe that you would write that and then just like...
And fight.
Yeah, exactly.
We got... Dead Rising 2 for PC. Greg Hastings Paintball 2 for the Wii, Xbox 360.
Is Greg Hastings the Tony Hawk of paintballing?
You know it, dog. He's the Kelly Slater of wakeboarding.
Surfing.
And he is the AC Slater of sitting on chairs backwards. Quantum Theory for PS3. Right? That was yesterday.
Yeah,
See, I don't see an Xbox 360 release.
I have it hanging out in my store.
I don't see it here. Yeah, whatever. And those other things.
Dead Rising 2.
Did I not say that already?
No.
Dead Rising 2?
You said it for the computer.
For the PC? Came out last week? A week?
PC.
What?
Yeah, did it not
came
come out?
Came out yesterday.
Dead Rising 2, all that stuff came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, keeps going. My God, this is like real releases again.
Scrolling down.
Yeah.
Shit.
John Daly's Pro Stroke Golf PC. Fuck. The Guild 2 Renaissance.
Wait, John Daly?
John Daly's Pro Stroke Golf.
Yep. Tiger Wolf.
Tiger Wolf. Puma Blade.
Tiger Wolf.
Tiger Wolf
better.
Puma Blade. Jetpack Assassin.
Best game ever. Yes.
It's the name of my band.
Tiger Wolf.
Tiger Wolf, Puma Blade, Jetpack Assassin.
So many words, I don't have room for the cover art on this CD.
Rapala Pro Bass Fishing 2010 for everything else, including PS2.
Funny story about that Rapala game.
This is really good.
It is really actually terrible unless you really like fishing, in which case you should probably just go fishing. But, like, you can get it for the Wii.
Go fishing.
You can get it for the Wii with an attachment for, like, motion controlling and stuff. And then you can get a separate controller for Xbox for motion control and stuff. But for the Move, they made no special rod controller. They just have you use just the Move wand. Huh. There's no, like, controller attachment for the PS3 version.
I thought you were going to say they have, like, the second player, which is, like, a Wii tackle box.
Yes.
Like, be sweet. Like, the first one is the rod, and the second one is the tackle box you have to flip open. Yeah. And the Wii speaker makes, like, that little creaking noise when you open it up.
Yep.
Anyway.
And you put attachments on the end of your rod.
Yeah.
Great.
I do every night.
FIFA Soccer 11.
Yep.
FIFA Soccer 11. That's Xbox.
That's the prequel
PS3.
To which one?
Prequel.
Prequel to
Jetpack Assassin.
Right?
Yeah. Morphex. I don't know what that is. Front Mission Evolved. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock for Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3.
I wanna rock.
No, you
don't. Dead Rising 2, like you guys mentioned. Final Fantasy 14 regular edition for PC, non collectors, isn't it?
Comes out tomorrow. Yep,
tomorrow.
That's Final Fantasy 14 strictly online. Mm-hmm. Gotta pay to play.
Did you mention like Atelier or Roma?
Look at that. Altelier Rorona, the alchemist of Arlad.
Mm-hmm.
Weird that I missed that one. That's for PS3.
Exclusively.
Sweet.
Damn.
There's also Phantasy Star Portable 2.
That already came out last week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
And Sims 3 Deluxe for PC.
I don't have that one here. Huh. No Sims 3 Deluxe.
Comes pre-packed with a bunch of stuff. Same game.
Bah. Nope, don't have it. Blar.
Ugh.
What's up, guys?
That's it. That's all we got for releases and stuff.
That's the release. I mean, you were throwing out these ones I don't have here.
Hey, I'm just...
Maybe you know something I don't know.
Hey, I'm just throwing out what I know. What I see. Just what I see. I can't think of anything else that was missed, though. So I think we're good on that front.
Are you looking up
to see if any of our amazing fans have emailed us?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
Our fans have not emailed us. They have not.
Oh.
Why not, fans? No.
They have not. I was just checking thing.
Checking thing.
I was looking at when Vanquish is
coming
out.
Don't you
want
a shout out on BBR?
I think... Vanquish is another October release, isn't
October
it?
October 19.
Son of a bitch.
October 19.
Dude, I have just a little bit of time to play Vanquish before Call of Duty.
You know, you could not play Call of Duty obsessively.
Yeah.
You could just like play it like a normal person.
Right. A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one's forcing you to play Call of Duty like obsessively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this some kind of intervention?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, so that's everything this week.
God, do you know what else comes out on the 19th, though?
Fallout New Vegas?
Yeah, it's fuck my life.
I think DJ Hero 2 comes out that day, too.
Yeah, you know, is it the 19th, not the 26th?
Should we all get a copy and just switch them?
Well, this is going to be an issue. Like, October, I'm not going to eat. I can't. Like, the only reason I would eat anything is to just keep up my stamina.
Well, I've already paid for DJ Hero 2. I will have New Vegas
trade-ins.
Riff.
The hell is that?
I just like I'm, to get
video games.
Well, that's my thing. It's like it's always October or November that just like kills me. Like,
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing, but I don't want it. I don't want to spend all that money.
What about renting?
Yeah, I can always check stuff out from work or start doing that Gamefly thing. Like I talked about,
the Gamefly thing.
Really need to do that.
Yeah, wait,
really
you work at GameStop? Isn't there some kind of?
No, I can check things out. So I mean,
oh yeah, I could get them for free. Can, and play them for a while.
But I can only have them for 4 days, so I really have to commit those 4 days to playing the shit.
Until you bring them back and check them out again.
No, you only get them out like you. I can only check them out once per month.
Right.
So it's.
Fallout can be done in 4 days.
No, Fallout is a definite. I need to purchase that game in October.
4 straight days of playing, I think you can get it done with.
No.
Yeah.
That's 96 hours we're talking here.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't know. Those three big names, big games.
What you save in not buying the game, just get some Red Bulls and you'll be good for 96 hours.
Right.
Yeah, dog.
Gosh, but I would like to take that at a leisurely pace because that's kind of the
fun of Fallout,
right? Well,
the Fallout
thing
is like you kind of just that's something you sit on for the next year,
right? Like I can, you're gonna play that, so I can probably like hold off on playing that until like November and play it in November, and I'll just play Enslaved and Castlevania.
Now I'm getting kind of worried though because playing Fallout 3, actually, this is, forget it, we'll talk about this later. This is something we're talking about off air, Fallout 3 and New Vegas. But yeah, so this, it's going to get crazy. Get wild.
That's what I think about when I think about October in video games, like random guttural noises that like express my dismay.
So we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about in the future is what this goes into.
And all of October will be very interesting.
Hey, you should send us some emails.
Yeah, please.
Or
do
don't, because we're not gonna need them.
Yeah, October we won't really.
Actually, need them. You know what? We get tons of emails. We just choose not to read them. Yeah. What do you think of that? See this ring? It means I'm married. I'm not looking. I don't need your emails.
Uninterested.
You ain't ready for this jelly, fans.
Sweet.
Jelly or jam?
Go. Jelly.
Molasses.
Jelly. Pulse. Molasses? No. Invalid.
Shows what you know.
Jelly. Because jam usually maple has syrup. Seeds, and I hate seeds.
Yeah, me too.
Maple syrup.
Jelly.
I'll take the processedness of jelly versus...
F seeds.
Jam. What about
I would take the jam.
Jam.
I hate eating jars of jam.
What about marmalade?
Well, you're not supposed to eat
what's
the actual jars.
What's the difference between marmalade? What?
Difference between marmalade and molasses?
No, not molasses. Jelly.
Oh, marmalade? I don't even know what marmalade is.
It's usually orange.
Orange is what I thought.
Oh, is it?
It's,
okay.
It's just an orange preserve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marmalade.
Weird. Marmalade.
Or Lady Marmalade.
Maybe Lady Marmalade. That's what I was
thinking. That's pretty tasty stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's pink.
Boss Barrel Radio. Internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. Thanks for listening. See you next week.